This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Government holding talks with top leaders of major political parties to create conducive environment for House of Representatives elections. Former Nepali Army Lieutenant General Bala Nanda Sarma appointed Nepal's Foreign Affairs Minister. National Senior Citizens Day being marked in Nepal with various programs. And Ukrainian President Zelensky hails new ideas to advance Ukraine peace after talks with US envoys. Now the news in detail. The government has begun separate discussions with top leaders of major political parties to create a conducive environment for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March. As part of this initiative, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Jagadish Kharel, has held separate meetings today with Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuwa and CPN-UML Chair KP Sharma Oli at their respective residences. During the meeting, President Deuwa said the Nepali Congress has already begun preparations to take part in the elections, adding that holding the polls on time remains a top priority for the party. Both leaders Deuwa and Oli stressed the need for the government to ensure a free and fair election environment. According to the Minister's Secretariat, Minister Kharel is also scheduled to hold a separate meeting with Nepali Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda Thirai. These consultations are part of the government's effort to engage political parties ahead of the upcoming elections. President Ramchandra Pauryal has appointed former Nepali Army Lieutenant General Bala Nanda Sarma as the Minister for Foreign Affairs on the recommendation of Prime Minister Susila Kharki. His swearing-in ceremony at the office of the President in Sita Nivas is scheduled to be held shortly. Sarma previously served as the coordinator of the Prime Minister-led Special Committee on Army Integration after the Maoists joined the peace process. Owing to his effective leadership, Sharma would also entrusted with heading the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center under the COVID-19 Steering Committee during the KP Sharma Oli government. He has also served as the head of Nepal's newly established National Defense University and as force commander, contributing significantly to national defense and strategic initiatives. National Senior Citizens Day is being marked in Nepal with various programs today. This year's National Senior Citizens Day is being celebrated with the theme Our Shared Campaign, Respect and Honor for Senior Citizens. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Pauryal has said senior citizens with their knowledge, skills and experience are a source of inspiration and a driving force for social development. President Pauryal urged families, society and all three levels of government to facilitate the transfer of knowledge and experiences from the senior generations. Likewise, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Shraddha Shrestha, has emphasized that mutual cooperation and collaboration are essential to address the problems of senior citizens. Minister Shrestha highlighted the need for cooperation from all concerned sides, including families, civil society and all three levels of government to support the elderly. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has given a positive assessment of a recent conversation with the U.S. envoys on ways to end the Russia-Ukraine war. According to the BBC, Zelensky said Thursday's call with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, which lasted nearly an hour, produced new ideas in terms of formats, meetings and timing to bring real peace closer. The discussion followed the release of an updated 20-point peace plan agreed upon by U.S. and Ukrainian envoys in Florida. The Kremlin said it is reviewing proposals brought back from the U.S. by Russian envoy. Meanwhile, leader Trump and his team have been in talks with both Ukraine and Russia in an effort to reach a deal to end the war. Zelensky acknowledged that sensitive issues remain unresolved, but said together with the American team, they understand how to put all of that in place, rather. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States carried out a powerful strike against Islamic State militants in northwestern Nigeria. The BBC cited leader Trump as saying the U.S. military conducted several strikes targeting militants linked to the Islamic State group. He added that the action was aimed at preventing terrorist violence. The U.S. Africa Command later said the operation was carried out on Thursday in coordination with Nigeria authorities in Sokoto State. Nigeria's Foreign Minister Yusuf Maitama Tugar confirmed that the action was a joint operation targeting terrorists and said it was not directed at any particular religion. The minister did not rule out further operations, saying further actions would depend on decisions by the leadership of both countries. In November, Trump had instructed the U.S. military to prepare for possible action in Nigeria against Islamic militant groups. Heavy rainstorms across large parts of California of U.S. state have caused floods and mudslides, leaving three people dead as of Christmas night, officials said. According to the BBC, some areas of Los Angeles County received up to 11 inches of rainfall, prompting evacuations and the closure of major roads. Emergency responders have carried out multiple rescues, including people trapped in vehicles by rising flood waters. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency on Wednesday for Los Angeles and several other southern counties. As of Thursday evening, around 100,000 people across the state were without power. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Gundaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Chittagong provinces and in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country. In Tarai areas, fog may persist until around noon. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government holding talks with top leaders of major political parties to create conducive environment for House of Representatives elections. Former Nepali Army Lieutenant General Balananda Sarma appointed Nepal's Foreign Affairs Minister. National Senior Citizens Day being marked in Nepal with various programs. And Ukrainian President Zelensky hails new ideas to advance Ukraine peace after talks with U.S. envoys. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.